Torch by Lynn Anderson, read by Sally Armstrong. Chapter 1. It was starting to rain. Emperor looked up reproachfully as an icy drop hit his muzzle.
Okay, boy.
Karen slipped the penny whistle into her pack and rolled up the blanket. She counted the money in the hat. Shit, 10 pence short. The Alsatian was pacing, anxious to be away, anticipating a meal. She set off, head down into the rain. There was an empty building near the west end of Prince's Street. She had been sleeping behind the hoarding for the past couple of weeks. The dog started to jump about as they got near Burger King, tongue hanging out, eyes bright with excitement. The door opened and a guy came out, stumbling over Emperor, nearly dropping the precious cardboard box. He smiled when he saw her.
Hey, Karen, you eating?
It was the big issue seller from outside Waverley Station. He told her his name, Jazz. She liked that he was named after music. He'd asked her name and she told him, but that was all. Karen shook her head.
What about Emperor?
He's eaten. Emperor was sniffing the box, so she started to walk on.
I'll see you later,
Jazz shouted after her. When she was far enough away, she hugged Emperor, and he licked her face.
I promise, Emps, tomorrow, first thing, 10 pence more and it's yours.
The hoarding was plastered with posters advertising Edinburgh's New Year. She waited until no one was looking, then slipped in behind, swept the litter off the step, and spread out the blanket. Emperor waited patiently while she settled herself, then lay down beside her. Through a hole in the hoarding, an illuminated Edinburgh castle looked down on her like a picture in a fairy tale. When she opened her eyes, Emperor was alert beside her, his ears pricked up, a low growl in his throat. Someone was moving about behind the door.
Easy, boy, she whispered.
She waited, a hand on Emperor's head. A security guard would check the door, then go away, and they could go back to sleep. As the door opened, she quickly reached for her pack and blanket.
Go, Emps!
She was about to follow when she was grabbed from behind.
Not so fucking fast!
Emps had heard her scream and was coming back, but he was too late. The man yanked her inside and kicked the door shut in the dog's face.
Look what I found.
The other two men turned and stared at her. The smile on the blonde one's face turned her stomach. The one in the leather jacket was excited about something, but it wasn't her. Behind them, Emperor was barking and scraping at the door. Leather jacket said,
Get the dog!
The blonde one picked up a metal bar and opened the door, just enough to let Emps get his head in. The agonised yelp as the bar hit the dog's muzzle brought Karen to her knees. Now he was finished with the dog, the blonde guy was looking her up and down.
Seems a shame to waste her.
Leather Jacket was walking away, his mind on something else.
Make it fast, he shouted.
The one holding her laughed.
Only way he knows. Shut the fuck up.
Karen felt spittle hit her face as he climbed on, pinning her arms to the floor. The one behind pulled up her jumper and stuffed it in her mouth. She wasn't going to scream anyway. If Emperor was dead, she didn't care what they did to her. When she came to, the room was thick with smoke. She dragged herself onto her knees and crawled towards the door, hauling herself up by the handle, praying it wasn't locked. When she pulled it open, a long, cold surge of oxygen smacked her face. As the air rushed past, there was a high, whistling sound like a train going through a tunnel. Seconds later, the back draft hit her, demolishing the hoarding and propelling her forward in a ball of flame. Chapter 2. Dr. Rona MacLeod switched on the data projector, inserted the crime scene tape in the video recorder and pressed play. The output on the large wall screen was as good as if she had been at the cinema. Police photographers routinely record